Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is March 17, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1947, the first flight of the B-45 Tornado strategic bomber takes place. In 1948, the Benelux, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, along with France and the United Kingdom, signed the Treaty of Brussels, a precursor to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's establishment. In 1950, researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, announced the creation of element 98, which they name californium. In 1958, the United States launches the Vanguard 1 satellite. In 1959, Tenzin Gyatso, the 14th Dalai Lama, flees Tibet for India. In 1960, United States President Dwight D. Eisenhower signs the National Security Council Directive on the Anti-Cuban Covert Action Program that will ultimately lead to the Bay of Pigs invasion. In 1966, off the coast of Spain in the Mediterranean, the DSV Alvin submarine finds a missing American hydrogen bomb. In 1969, Golda Meir becomes the first female prime minister of Israel. In 1970, the United States Army charges 14 officers with suppressing information related to the My Lai massacre incident. In 1973, the Pulitzer Prize-winning photograph Burst of Joy is taken, depicting a former prisoner of war being reunited with his family. In 1988, during the Eritrean War of Independence, the Nadu Command, an Ethiopian Army Corps in Eritrea, is attacked on three sides by military units of the Eritrean People's Liberation Front in the opening action of the Battle of Afabet. And on this day in 1992, the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires, Argentina, is attacked when a suicide car bomb detonates. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, March 17. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.